Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The DH, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Allen reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reichardt. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Briggs steals second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeter hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood fires to first and has Thomas trapped. There's the throw to Alvarado who tags Thomas for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeter who is chasing the ball. Garcia reaches third base with a triple. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to home to get Garcia. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Coluccio reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Johnson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Garcia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to second. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garcia scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Scott reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kelly trying to get to home. Briggs throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Kelly, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with short covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas bunts towards first. Allen fields the ball and throws to Wood covering. Safe. Rodriguez moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Garcia bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rodriguez moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Thomas moves to third. Garcia moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Bart Johnson now pitching. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Coluccio is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reichardt is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bucky Dent now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Money steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Johnny Jeter. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing center field. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Bob Coluccio. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Brewers. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.